At Rosie on the House, we want you to get out and enjoy the great state of Arizona. That's why we bring you the Arizona Staycations. Pick up your car at Sanderson Ford. We'll set you up and your accommodations. Plus Sibley's West, Arizona Gift Shop, Soretta's Candy, Coyote Ode Cookies, Sphinx Date Ranch, Cactus Candy, and Arizona Highways always provide some swag for your trip. Win your Arizona Staycation. Register now only at RosieOnTheHouse.com. And you can register to win every single month. We draw winners on the 15th of the month, and then we empty the basket of names, and we start filling it up again, and then we draw on the next 15th of the month.
If they put in this week, they'll get a chance to win a trip to Jerome and stay at the Jerome Grand Hotel.
Okay.
That'd be a fun one. That actually takes place October 21st and 22nd, but you have till September 15th to put into the drawing.
And I think the current winners are actually up at La Posada, right, in Winslow?
Yeah, isn't that fun?
The La Posada. I think La Posada means the resting place.
It is that, and it doesn't have a lot to do close right there in the town of Winslow. There's just like one main drag, but it's nice. You just kind of hang out, and the gardens on site are really beautiful, and there's all kinds of artwork, and it's just, and the restaurant is five-star quality. It's
the turquoise
amazing
room. Yeah, it is spectacular. It is an original train station. It was designed by Mary Elizabeth Jane Coulter. It was a part of the Harvey chain of hotels. It's a beautiful building. It was owned by the railroad. It was being prepared for demolition when someone with a vision came in and bought it and remodeled it and opened it up. And the rooms are named after famous guests that have stayed there in the past.
Very historic feel. It must have been quite the oasis to get off of a train in a dusty desert to linens and wonderful food and this wonderful accommodation.
Built in the 20s. How would you like to spend $1 million building a motel and open it in 1929? What else happened in 1929? The Great Depression. Just finished building. It was $1 million in 1929 dollars. That's about $1.3 billion today. I mean, the hand craftsmanship that is in that building is really, truly incredible. And much of it, when they did the remodel, it was really just refurbishing a lot of the master craftsmanship that was already there. They didn't have to recreate much. They just had to kind of refurbish what was there. So
if you go and stay, you can sit on the rocking chairs and watch the trains come and go. You can eat a great meal, relax in the garden.
Cross the fence.
Do not cross the fence. That means you. No trespassing actually means Rosie Romero as well.
I didn't see the sign.
Oh, please.
But there, I will tell you, if you're curious about trains and you're sitting there watching the trains and you want to get a closer look at them, do not cross the fence.
But there are other things
to
do close
by. I thought
I was
going to get put in jail.
Yeah, I did too. That gal was pretty serious.
Yeah, she was pretty serious.
You and Tom Riley, man.
Stay off the tracks, too.
Stay off the tracks, yeah. But an absolute fabulous, lovely place to stay. And you mentioned there isn't a lot to do in Winslow.
You could stand on the corner there and get your picture. You know,
with the bronze statue.
Which is pretty cool.
Right there. But there's a lot to do in the neighborhood.
Yes, yes. Lots of good. If you love seeing Indian ruins, there's Hamalavi is close by.
And that is a great park. It's one of the newer parks, and it is it's a dwelling that housed thousands all along the Little Colorado River, and they migrated from Second Mesa. And I tell you what, I think in that part of the country, if you're there and you don't take the drive up to Oribe, and Oribe is the oldest continuously inhabited community in North America. And it's right here in Arizona.
And also, if it has a closed sign, you should stay out as well.
And it's right there on the edge of a cliff, and the housing actually just goes right. Look it up. Google it. Oribe, Arizona. Second Mesa, Arizona. It is available. You have to make arrangements to get tours by the Native Americans that live there. You can't just go, but they will arrange to give you a tour. It's worth it. Go do it. It's absolutely beautiful. So Second Mesa, Arrive, Homolivi.
The meteor crater right close by is really pretty impressive as well.
Okay. So that's our current guests are at La Posada in Winslow. It's a beautiful drive. And I'll tell you one thing. To get there, leave the highway at Christopher Creek and go up over on top of the rim and take that drive all the way across Jim Ohaka's ranch. That is the prettiest way to get to Winslow. Don't go to Flagstaff and take 40 across. There's too many other prettier areas all along that Chevron Mesa and all that area. So get to RoseOnTheHouse.com. It's the only place in the world you can register to win an Arizona staycation. We'll be drawing September 15th for Jerome.
Okay. Jerome Grand Hotel.
Okay, Jerome's a lot of fun. A lot of fun things to do in, about, and around Jerome, for sure. All right, so there it is, RoseOnTheHouse.com. We've got John Eisenhower coming in here the next hour. We'll be talking everything trees. In particular, I think they're going to be talking about the pomegranate tree.